Professor Kelvin Kong has a busy day of surgery at John Hunter Hospital in Newcastle, north of Sydney. Many of his patients are Indigenous, such as siblings Patrick and Bethany Fogg. 8-year-old Bethany's having her tonsils out, which will allow her to breathe properly and get a good night's sleep. Her 16-year-old brother Patrick has problems hearing, something Professor Kong suspects is glue ear and is easily treated by installing ear grommets. Such problems are extremely common among Indigenous children who have one of the highest rates of ear disease in the world.
Perforations of the eardrum, such a simple kind of an issue. Chronic suppurative otitis media or discharge from the eardrum. The World Health Organization talk about it being a problem in the community when the rate is over 4%. We're talking about third world nations here where they get up to 4% as an epidemic. In some of the communities I visit, we're talking 80, 90% of the population. This is Australia. It's a real blight on us and what we're doing.
Professor Kong comes from a family of doctors. His Chinese father, now based in Malaysia, is a GP. It was his Aboriginal heritage and upbringing which set him on the path to becoming a surgeon. His mother, a Worimi woman, was a community nurse. His older sisters studied medicine too, one becoming an obstetrician, the other a GP. Professor Kong says the health disadvantages of Indigenous Australia sets them up for failure in life.
If you're not hearing, you can't learn. You can't hear the song lines, you can't hear the stories, you can't sing along, you can't dance. All those kind of issues are so important to basic life and living. But as a Worimi man, it breaks my heart to see that in this First World nation, where we have the same hospitals open to all Australians, that we have this huge disparity in healthcare and this huge disparity in diseases.
Ear infections are common in communities with poor housing, and access to a GP and the right specialist is nearly impossible. Professor Kong says the right infrastructure and trained professionals are what these communities need rather than fly-in, fly-out services.
But those parts of society, whether you're Aboriginal, refugee, low socioeconomic status, it's really hard to get that kind of access you need sometimes. And I think that's where we, as a health profession, need to change the way we think to make sure we provide the healthcare that they can get that access and get the treatment they require.
Professor Harvey Coates is also an ear, nose and throat specialist. He's a friend and mentor to Professor Kong.
He has fought for improving ear health and general health amongst Aboriginal people throughout Australia. He's leading and involved with many strategies throughout the country.
Professor Kong is calling for a united and collaborative approach to Indigenous health.
What we need to do as a health profession or as a group is say, this community has a higher rate of ear disease. What can we do to set the infrastructure in place so that we can make sure the ear disease doesn't happen? And what we're doing and what we're trying to look at the moment is a national strategy around that.
Strategies he hopes will address the chronic imbalance in healthcare for his people. Darren Mara, SBS News.